Using my template location, Danville, Illinois, claimant Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, claim number V-99404, examination date 1-12-13, adjudicator Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, initials B, section A. The claimant is a 46-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian female. She seemed reliable. Documents reviewed. One. MRI, MRA of the brain, dated 11-12-2012, reveals no convincing MRA evidence for sizable recurrent or residual left PICA aneurysm, this post coiling. Two. Neurology, neurosurgeon consultation report by Dr. Olivero and Dr. Wang. Period. Two, discharge summary from Carl Foundation Hospital, dated 8-17-12, period. Discharge summary from Carl Foundation Hospital, dated 7-12-12, for subarachnoid hemorrhage, PICA, complicated with acute post-hemorrhagic hydrocephalus and vasospasm, large bilateral cerebellar acute infarct and cerebellar tonsillar herniation, leading to VP shunt placement, period. Three, report from Division of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, dated 10-22-12. Chief complaint, brain aneurysm rupture, history of present illness. Clement reports 2 weeks prior to 7-12-12. She was having headaches, and then on 7-12-12, she had generalized headaches to the head with a burning sensation radiating into the neck. She stated she had a seizure and fell while in a tub. She was taken to Provena Hospital, where a ruptured aneurysm was diagnosed.
Thank you.
She was taken by helicopter to Carl Hospital. She was in respiratory arrest at the time. She had an emergency shunt placed. She stated the following day, surgery was done to place a coil. Within 48 hours of insertion of the coil, she stated she had a heart attack and stroke. She became her entire right side. Became weak. She lost vision in both eyes. September 17, 2012, she had a right atrectomy, regaining vision in the right eye. Period. She notes poor short-term memory. She forgets conversations within 5 minutes. She's followed by a neurosurgeon, Dr. Wang, a next follow-up is pending. A last MRA was okay. She was told that brain is healing well. Past medical history, hypertension, past surgical history, test tubes and PEG tubes, hospitalization, last was July 2012 for brain aneurysm rupture. Activities of daily living, walking, she depends on a walker, standing, she depends on support of a walker, she's able to sit without limitation, cooking, she can't physically, but can tell, lifting, pulling, pushing is avoided, feeding, she still depends on a G-tube because she has difficulty with swallowing on the right side. Cleaning is difficult. Eating is unsteady and needs assistance. Dressing, she needs assistance. She doesn't drive. Shopping, she depends on use of a wheelchair. Social history, she last worked in 2000 as a CNA for Sunbridge Nursing Home. Education, GED, medication, CMED list, allergies, penicillin, substances. She does not drink. She smoked one pack a day. She smoked for 30 years. She stopped smoking July 2012. She smoked pot, but has been clean for 7 years. Examination, height 59, weight 119, pulse 80, respiratory 20, blood pressure 110 over 80, SNL, right 20 over 40, left 20 over 200, without glasses, using penal, OD 20 over 40, OS 20 over 200. The claimant is blind out of the left eye. Going to the HEENT and to the head include, it's a palpable shunt on the right parietal aspect of the head. The right side of the face, there was Bell's palsy. The right eyelid, there was ectopia and tearing out of the right eye. Going to the lungs include, there's a yield tracheostomy scar. Go to the abdomen, there's a yield YouTube scar. Going to the musculoskeletal include, the claimant uses a two front wheel walker. She was dizzy with movement. The gait was stepping with imbalance and unsteadiness. Impression, problem one. PIC, A, aneurysm rupture leading to subarachnoid hemorrhage and bleeding into the cerebellum, leading to left eye blindness, right extremity weakness. Problem 2, gait dysfunction due to problem number 1. Problem 3, poor intake with feeding still dependent on GQ. End of report.